USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Uvalde School District's Police Chief Pete Arredondo has stepped down from his position in the City Council. This just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he aired with his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. On MSNBC, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez expresses frustration that details into the Uvalde shooting are still unavailable to the public.
And here we are, over almost approaching 40 days from this incident, and we still don't know what happened because DPS has chosen to cloister all of the evidence.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin will continue to dump heavy rain along the coast of South Carolina. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Carolinas with heavy rain and possible flooding through Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New York is now banning guns in many public places following last week's Supreme Court ruling against the state's restrictive gun laws. State lawmakers came to an agreement Friday to define settings where guns will no longer be allowed in New York, including Times Square, public transportation, places that serve alcohol, and anywhere children might spend time. A man is in hot water after attending Disneyland.
A Florida man is being accused of trying to steal a Star Wars R2-D2 statue from Disney World. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says David Proudfoot was arrested this week for allegedly impersonating a Walt Disney World employee so he could steal things from the property, including an R2-D2 statue worth up to $10,000. An affidavit says Proudfoot was caught on May 31st pushing a cart with the R2-D2 statue out of the Swan Hotel on the park property. He reportedly identified himself as a park employee and claimed he was moving the statue to another location. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The 80s sitcom Who's the Boss is making a comeback. The entertainment website Deadline reporting original stars Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are set to return for the reboot. The series will be set 30 years after the original and focus on the father-daughter relationship between Danza and Milano's characters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.